Fourth stop, Palace of the Senate. This splendid 15th century building, the trapezoid layout, is known as the Palace of the Senate. Its fame derives from the attendance of magistrates who bore the title of senators. Later, in 1713, Victor Emmanuel I decided to rename the Sovereign Council as Senate of Pinerolo, which for a short time controlled jurisdiction throughout Piedmont. Previously, it had already been the headquarters for the public administration. However, in the 15th century, it had hosted the Council of the Savoy State on this side of the Alps. And in the late 16th century, and after French domination, it then hosted the city court. Under the rule of the Achaia, this is where taxes would be paid to the Chiavari, who were the official representatives of the community. It was therefore one of the first few buildings constructed with a clear public function, which explains the direct access to the first floor and the small internal gallery. Although it is possible that the ground floor, given its features similar to those of workshops, may have been rented to private individuals for commercial or craft work activities. The side facing Via Principe d'Achaia has different types of windows. Large square windows on the first floor, mullioned windows with two lights and lancets on the second floor, and Gothic single lancets on the third floor. All of these decorated with flower motifs and bordering cray. The two statues on the sides represent the Annunciation and have only recently been brought back to their original place, as in the 19th century they were moved to Turin to be exhibited at the Civic Museum. The side facing Largo d'Andrade has an unusual arabesque window looking over the balcony on the highest floor, which was probably added in the following epoch, together with the blackbirds, which were a symbol of the sovereignty of the Senate. Once inside, one can admire the basement and the first floor, which now holds a permanent exhibition concerning the finding of an ancient Roman necropolis in Riva di Pinerolo in 2004. The ground floor is made up of one large hall on two levels with a sturdy square-based pillar which upholds two groin vaults and a barrel covering. The first floor presents a hall with a gallery, a coffer ceiling and clay floor. The other two floors are not accessible to the public and have two large chimneys. After the domination of Napoleon, which ended in 1814, the palace was purchased by Alfredo d'Andrade, superintendent of architectural heritage of Piedmont, who restored it and then gave it to the communal administration. He was so impressed by the beauty of the building that he reproduced the facade within his medieval village, which he built for the Universal Exposition in the Valentino Park in Turin. Now follow Vicolo Bersatore and go to the fifth stop,